Yeah, Mishnayis Masecht Yevamos, holding Perek Tezvov, when the Mila Mishnah Dalet, the Mila Mishnah says, Eidoy Mameis, the first and Eidecha comes and tells Bezdin that the husband was Meis. And Venisais, Bezdin gave the wife a husband, a heta to remarry. And then Uboach, a second Eidecha comes, Vyom, and says, Loi Meis, the husband did not die, so Lach was a Rezulay Tetzah, she doesn't go out. So first we'll say, Lavdavka, she remarried. But as long as she has the heta to remarry, we don't take away the heta. Because the klal is, once Bezdin believed the Eidecha, he's named Kvetrei, and now a second Eidecha is not named to be Seisa, the first one. Eidoim Mameis, let's say one Eid says the husband died, and now Ushnaim Oimrim Loim Meis, but two Eidim come and say, no, he's not Meis. His Ava Pishinis is, even though she already remarried, Lochra is Taitse, she has to be Taitse. Two Eidim is Neman over one Eidecha. So he believed the two to say the husband's still alive. What's going to be first to Ushnaim Oimrim Meis? Two Eidim said the husband was Meis. And later, V'yeidim Loim Meis, only one Eidim comes as Loim Meis. His Ava Pishinis says, even though she didn't get married yet, even if Bezdin didn't even pass the Hefti yet, still Tinosei. Because of the two Eidim, we believe two Eidim over one Eidechot. So two Eidim, it says Meis, we believe them, and we do not believe the Eidechot that says Le Meis. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. What's going to be Achas and Meres Meis? One, in a case where a man, again, Ramadina Siyom with two wives, and both wives came back home now, and one wife says that she knows that her husband died, Medina Siyom. The Achas and Meres, and the other wife says, Le Meis, no, her husband did not die. The Lachar is now Zusha Meres, the one that says, yes, she knows her husband died. Zusha Meres, Meis Tinosa, she has a right to remarry. Bezdin lets her remarry. Bezdin believes her. V'titlo Ksubos, and she also has a right to get a Ksuba. V'Zusha Meres, and the second one that says, Loi Meis, no, her husband did not die. Loi Tinosa, she has no right to remarry, and therefore, Loi Titlo Ksubos, she has no right to collect a Ksuba. What's going to be now, Achas Meres, Meis, V'Achas Meres, Neren? That's again the same case, two wives. A husband went away with two wives, and two wives come back. One wife says that her husband was Meis died, and one says, no, he was killed. So Reb Meir argues, Reb Meir says, Hoylo machisha zuazu, since they're contradicting one another, harelu lo yinos, we do not let these two wives remarry. And the Mepharshim explained that Avad Reb Meir argues in the Tanakhama also, where one says Meis, one says Lo Meis. But the Chiddush is, even over here, that both of them agree that the husband is Meis, but since there's Achosha, one says he died, one says he was killed, and Meir holds he can't believe them. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, no, Hoya v'zuvuzu moida shen kayim, since both of them agree that the husband is not alive right now, as you know, so therefore Bezdin lets them remarry. What's going to be Eid Oimrim Meis? One Eid says, tells the wife, you should not know your husband died. And before she remarries, V'yeid Oimrim Loim Meis, another Reidach comes and says, no, your husband did not die. Or else Isha Meres, one Isha says Meis, husband died. V'Isha Meres, another Isha comes before the first one got a heta and says, no, your husband did not die. Loi Meis, Alochur is Loi Tinos. In this case, she's not allowed to remarry. Since before she got the heta, another Reidech came that was Seis of the first Reidechod, therefore she does not have a heta to remarry. No, it's either the second one came before the Paskin and the first one, was the came of Asachas, says this Alochur, Reidech HaBachosh of Lav Plumu, there's no heta to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Va'isha Shaholcha Hi Abaladum Dina Sayom. Again, a husband had two wives, and he went away now just with one wife to Medina Sayom. Well, born now that this wife comes back, the Yomra, she says that Meis Bailam, her husband died Medina Sayom. And she says it for herself, and she wants to tell to the other wife also. So Lachuris Tinosa, she's allowed to remarry, and Betitu Ksubos, that's a Tekono, she's Nemo to take a Ksubra also. Hashenkiv, it's a Rosa, the other wife, Asura. That's the law in Mishnah before. That one Sora is not allowed to believe the other one. We're afraid that maybe she hates her and she's lying for her. Hoy Sabas Yisrael Lakoin. Let's say that Sora now was the Bas Yisrael that was married, the husband was a Koin. Salochur is Teichel Betruma. Like we say, Divrei Betarfin. What's negated to the Sora, we do not believe the other wife, and therefore the husband is still the Cheska Sachai, and therefore he's even allowed to eat Truma Rosa. It's out there Betarfin. The keeper of a keeper argument says no. Ein zu derech moitziato midei averit is not. This is not the way to get her out from doing an averit. Like it's a suffix, maybe the husband really died, and then she's only a bas yisrael. She's also tetruma. Therefore, the keeper holds achetei asur l'noset. So she's not allowed to remarry because it's a suffix. Maybe we can't believe the tzara for her. But avad of asur l'melech betruma. She's also tetruma because you have to be cheshid. Maybe taka the husband did die. However, the Maisa Loch is Kerbatarfin that we do not believe her, and therefore the husband still becheskes chai, she's allowed to eat truma. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Omro, let's say again, the husband went away with his wife, and also with his mother-in-law. Now the wife comes back and she says, "Meis Baili, my husband died, v'yachakach meis chomi, and then my father-in-law died." And she wants to tell her mother-in-law she's also allowed to remarry. So lachar is this wife now tinosa and herself, she's then what to say, your husband died, and therefore she's allowed to remarry, and v'titok ksubos, so she could get a ksuba. Mashenkin v'chamois her mother-in-law asura. A kala daughter-in-law is not nemut to tell the mother-in-law again, they hate one another, we don't believe them. And therefore, hois a bas Yisrael, let's say the mother-in-law was a bas Yisrael, and the father-in-law was a kain. So lachar is teicha b'truma. His mother-in-law still allowed to eat truma, divrei b'tav, like we had before. They gave to the mother-in-law the kala is not nemut at all, and therefore the father-in-law is still the cheskas to be a chai, she's allowed to eat truma. And again, Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no, ain't zu derech moitziyat him, whatever, it is not the way to take him out from an aveira. It's a suffix, and therefore, achete asur l'nos, it's true, we can't let her remarry the mother-in-law. We have to be afraid, maybe the kal of the daughter-in-law is lying, but avad the suffix, maybe taki was mace, and therefore, the asur lecha betruma. And therefore, the mother-in-law now is also titruma, maybe the father-in-law died. What's going to be a case? Kiddush achas mechamis noshim. This man got married to one of five ladies. He doesn't know which one he married. Then he does not know Eise Kiddush. And kol achas meres, all each one of these five ladies are saying Eise Kiddush, you're mekadosh me. The Moreh Torah says that the was mekadosh one with bia. He did it this way. He's not supposed to be mekadosh with bia right away. He's mekadosh with bia. So therefore, the locher is, Rabbi Tarfin says, lekulam, that noisen get lechol achas v'achas. He has to give a get each one of them. He doesn't want to marry any one of them. So he has to give them all the get he b'mata them to remarry. But the get to the ksuba, he only owes one ksuba, and therefore maniyah ksuba b'nei m'mesalik. He just puts down the money of the ksuba and give it to Bezdin, and he's mesalik himself until they bring a raya, which one was the real wife, and she could collect the ksuba. These are the words of Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Kiva says, no, since this man did a nisi, he was mekadosh with bia, ain't zu derech motziat m'deaver, this is not the way he gets out of a shash aveira, that we, since you don't know which one he married, so lachar is achita and get to ksuba l'chachas v'achas, like a kenasiyah, he's going to have to pay ksuba to every one of them. Since each one says it's her, and therefore, since he did an aveira right now, that he wasn't mekadosh them, but with mekadosh one with bia, therefore they're going to make a kenas, that according to the Kiva, that he has to pay all five of them a ksuba. What's going to be gozal echad mechamisha? Person stole money from one of five people. He doesn't be any day ago. Forgot. He doesn't know which one he stole from. And kol achraim, each one of them say, "Aisa goz, you stole from me." So again, the same machlekes that the Tafan holds maniak zel b'nem. All he has to do is put down the amount of money that he stole between them. Or Mestalik, he takes himself out, like he put Meida Shava. Which one of them could get the money? They have to bring a Raya, which is the real Nigzal, and they'll collect the money. We have the Kiva, and Kiva again argues and says, no, Ein Zu Derech Moitziat, and Medeavur, this is not the way you get out of an Avera. It's a Suffolk, which one you stole from, and you're not Mekayim the Shava just by putting down money and going away. Achi Shalim Zeloch Alech of Yechad. The only way you Mekayim Yechiv HaShava, you have to pay every one of them the amount of the Gzela. This for sure, Yimekai Nimchiev Hashav. Ye Mishneh Ches. For Isha Shaholcha Hi Obailo Lemdina Sayom. And Isha went away with husband, Ubenoi Mohem, and her child went with them also. All three of them went away with the Medina Sayom. Now, above Yom, now she comes back herself, the mother, and she says that Meis Baili, first my husband died, and at that time her son was still alive, so there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And then Viachakach Meis Bni, then my son died second. Therefore, she's saying now that she's allowed to remarry, there's no mitzvah yibum. So, lachar is nemenah, she's believed, because when she left, she's also becheskas not to have a mitzvah yibum, because she left with a child, and therefore, since she's still becheskas without a mitzvah yibum, she's nemenah to say there's no mitzvah yibum. What's going to be, she says the opposite, where she says, Meis b'ni, first my son died, and now they have no children, and v'achakach, after that, Meis barley husband died. So now there is a mitzvah yibum. She's not allowed to remarry until there's yibum. But such a loch ain't in the menace. She's not nemut to say there's a mitzvah yibum. we do not let the brother-in-law like marry her. Why? Because we're afraid maybe she likes him and she's lying. But there is a chash what she's saying, maybe it's true, she's not let her remarry. And therefore, she needs chalitza first. But we do not let them make yibum, we're afraid maybe she's lying. Since she was becheskes, there's no mitzvah yibum, she's not them to tell us that there is a cheskes yibum. Mishnah test, what's going to be the opposite way now? That they left the husband and his wife, went away from Dinas Yom, and she says that Nitin li ben Dinas Yom, when we were away, she had a son there. And V'yomer, she says now that Meis Bini, you should know my son died first, V'yachakach Meis Baili, then the husband died, so Lachar is that she's becheskes to have a yibum the way she was before, so therefore Nemana, she's bleeding, because when she left, she didn't have any children, so therefore she's becheskes to have a mitzvah yibum. What's going on? She said that Meis Baili, first my husband died, and at that time she had a son, so there's no mitzvah yibum. V'yachakach Meis Bini, then her son died. So she's saying now she has no mitzvah yibum, she's let her remarry. The lover is ain't in a menace, we don't believe her, because she's going to negate a chazakah, she was the cheskas to have a mitzvah yibum. And therefore, the cheshun of the rare were cheshus for what she's saying, and she can't remarry, but she can't get away without yibum either. And therefore, the chaletzas, we say that the yavim has to give a chalitza, for loy misya bemis, and after she has chalitza, then she's allowed to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Yud, what's going to be nitin li yavim of dinas yom? Again, a couple went away. As far as we know, that the husband did not have any brothers, so she's not becheskes yibum. Now, when she went away, she comes back, she tells us that when she was away, her mother-in-law gave birth, and her husband had a brother. That's nitin la yobim dina siyom omer, and she says like this, that meis baili, my husband died, v'yakakach meis yivami, and then later, the brother died. Or else she says, yivami, first the brother-in-law died, v'yachakach baili, and then the husband died. So the kisser, she's saying now that she's not becheskas yavam, that she's allowed to remarry. So Lord is the man, she's leave, but that she was becheskas not to have a mitzvah yivam, we believe her. What's going to be holochohi ubailo v'yavam udina sayom? First note, there were three of them, there was a couple, and the husband had a brother, so she's becheskas to have yivam right now. And what happened was, Omer, she says that Meis Baili, first my husband died, V'achakach Meis Yivami, and then the brother died. And therefore there's no Mrs. Yibam right now. Or else Yivami, first the brother died, V'achakach Baili, then the husband died. So Lachar Kitchi, she's saying now that she has no Mrs. Yibam. The Lachar is ain't in the menace, we don't believe her. Because she's going to Cheskas, she did have a Mrs. Yibam. She'n Isha in the menace, Lehman, Isha's not them but to say, Meis Yivami, that my brother-in-law died, Shetshitnos, in order to let her remarry. It's only a special amount of Anisha's name with to say upon her own husband that he's mace, as a chazaka, she's not going to remarry unless she knows the husband's really mace. Mashenk, and again, to the mitzvah's Yibum, that the Rabbanan did not leave her. We're afraid maybe she doesn't want to have Yibum, and that's why she's lying. Therefore, she's not Nemun, and in the menace. Shenisha in the menace, Lema, mace Yibum, Shetshitnos. For Le Mesa Achaisi, she's not them, but they said that her sister died, and her sister was married, then now she wants to marry her sister's husband, so also we don't believe her. A man is not them, but they say, Meis Ochi, my brother died, Sheyabe Mishti. And a man is not them, but they say that his brother died, and not he'll be able to be Miyab, his wife. Maybe he likes her, wants to marry her, and therefore we don't trust him that the husband, his brother really died. But like Meis Ishti, who within a man is not them to say that his wife died in order that now he wants to marry his sister. Also, maybe he's lying. In these cases, the Rabbanan did not give him emunas. Only when Isha says that upon her own husband that he's mace, then the Rabbanan believed the Isha. You're up to Perek Shishasa. Yeah, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Isha Shaholach Bailo Vitzaros Lamdinas Hayom. Hey, so man had two wives. And the man went away with one wife to Medina Sayom. Obo, the wife comes back, the Yomelo, and she says to the wife that's back at home, Meis Bailech, our husband died. So Lachar is loy tinosi. The wife here does not have a right to remarry. Why? And also loy tisiaben. There's no, she can't make Yibim either. The husband has a brother that's alive. But we do not know whether the second wife became pregnant or not. And therefore, we have to wait to see whether she is pregnant, she's an advocate or not, and therefore she can't remarry. because maybe there's no kid, and then there's a mitzvah yibum. She can't make yibum because maybe the second wife that went away is pregnant, and therefore we have to wait until we know shema muberes yitzaros. So maybe the second wife became pregnant, and therefore we have to wait to see what happens, whether she's pregnant or not. And that's why it says we can't trust them, and therefore we have to wait and see. What's going to be that the wife was married and her husband did not have any brothers, and now the husband died. But the wife had a mother-in-law, but the father's mother was alive. She doesn't have to be afraid. Maybe the mother-in-law gave birth to a son that there'll be a Mrs. Yibum, but she knows the husband died, she's allowed to remarry. What's going to be Yotzasus Malaya? Let's say the mother-in-law went away and she was pregnant. Then we have to be afraid. She seems pregnant. Maybe she can give birth to a son, and then there'll be a Mrs. Yibum. So she's not allowed to remarry until we find out what happened, if there's a brother alive or not. Yeah, Bishua says, you don't have to be afraid. It's like a Sveika. Maybe she'll be mapple. She won't have a kid altogether. And even if she has a kid, Ben Kaya, maybe it'll be a girl, not a Zacha. And therefore, Sveika, she's still the Cheska to say there's no Mitzvah Yibum, and she's allowed to remarry. Well, the Maya said, we don't pass like the Yeshua, but rather she is a Cheshesh. Yeah, Mishnah Beis, Shtei Yevamos. Let's say there are two Yevamos. Means two ladies that were married to two sisters, to two brothers. Say Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, were both married. What happened was now Zoysa Meris, the Ashes Reuben says that Meis Baila, my husband, died. The Zua Meris, and the wife of Shimon says Meis Baila, my husband, dies. So according to both of them, both husband died. There's no Mrs. Yibum, no allowed to remarry. So Lachor is no Zua Servum, they Baila Shazu. The Ashes Reuben is also to remarry because we have to be afraid maybe Shimon is alive. Eishas Reuben cannot trust Eishas Shimon. Therefore, we have to be afraid. Maybe Shimon is alive. Maybe there's still a mitzvah Yibum. The Zuasur and Eishas Shimon is also Mifnei Baila Shazu, that maybe Reuben is alive. Whereas one Yavama cannot trust the other Yavama when she says that her husband's died. And therefore, both of them are also, because they're afraid, we're afraid maybe there's a mitzvah Yibum. Even though we believe them that the husband died and gave it to themselves, but still there's a chash. Maybe the brother is alive, and therefore they're both also to remarry until we find out through Edim whether the brother is alive or not. What's going to be Lizu Edim? Let's say Eishes Reuven has two Edim to say that her husband died. Well, Lizu and Edim, and Eishes Shimon does not have two Edim. So the Lachor is a Sheish Edim, Eishes Reuven that has two Edim, Asura, she can't remarry because we do not have Edim whether Shimon's alive. And now we have to be afraid maybe Shimon's alive, maybe there's a Mrs. Yibum. But Veshein Edim, Eishes Shimon, she doesn't have any Edim. Lamaisa, she's Mutera. She's allowed to remarry now. But since the Edim that Reuven died, there's the Zichah no Mitzvah Yibum, and Esha Shimon is Neman on herself to say that her husband died. What's going to be Lezu Bonim or Lezu Ein Bonim? Again, Esha's Reuven, Esha Shimon. One has children, she does no Mitzvah Yibum, and the other one doesn't have children, so Zachshashi Mitzvah Yibum. Esha's Lebon, let's say Esha's Reuven has children, then Mutera, for sure there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And therefore, it's only Shal if husband's alive. And now she's never to say her husband was Mace, she can remarry. But Veshein Labonim, Mace Shimon, that doesn't have any children, Asura, she's also to remarry, even though she's never to say her husband died. But we have to be afraid maybe the brother is alive, maybe there's Mrs. Yibum. What's going to be in the Siyavn? Let's say he makes Yibum. Well, Mace say Yibum, and then the brothers die. So still Asura's Linos, they still they're not allowed to remarry. They're still afraid maybe the other one's husband is still alive. Maybe there's still another brother alive. Maybe there's still a Mitzvah Yibum. Reb Lezer says, no, hoy vutra liyavim, since Lamaisa you amatted them to make Yibum, that the cheskat that the husband died, that's why you amatted them to make Mitzvah Yibum, is vutra l'chaladim, then we neman for sure the husbands are dead, we're not afraid they're alive, and therefore now that the Yibumim died, Havada, the two wives are allowed to remarry, we're not afraid that maybe the first husbands are still alive. But the loch, if we don't pass it, Rabbi Lezer, and Matakev HaChashinon, and therefore Takev, she's still Asura, Lihinosin. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ein me'idin ela al partzav haponim imachaitim. That if somebody sees that a person is mace, and he wants to be like an Eidechon to go back and tell his wife that the husband is dead, it has to be that he saw the person, he saw the mace, that he saw the partzav, he saw his face, imachaitim with his nose. Then if he recognizes him, that's called Edis, that he knows that he's dead. If he didn't see the face, he just saw the rest of the body, then he can't say Edis on that. Even though he has simonim on the rest of his body, let's say that he knows that he was tall, how short he was, that's not called good simon. Who are then of a kelov? If he knows the clothing that he's wearing was his clothing, it's also not a good simon, because it's possible maybe he lent his clothing to somebody else. So that's not called a good simon. Now, simon begufa, the Gemara talks about this, simon muvak, that would be a good simon. But stastam, how tall or how short he is, that's not enough of a simon that you can't say this. Ein mi'idin ela achetete nashe. You could only say this if you know that the person really died. But before that, if he just seemed to be a geises, then you can't say this. V'yafilu ru'uya meguyad. Even though you see him that he was chopped up, cut up, or else v'tzolov, you saw that he was hanging on a tree, or else v'yachaya chelesbo, you saw that a chaya, an animal, attacked him, started to eat him. But you can't say this unless you saw a mace, even though through these things usually dies, but you can't say this until you saw that he actually died. Ein mi'idin ela shleisha yom. You could only say if you saw him within 3 days that he was mace. After he's dead already for 3 days, then we have to be afraid he changes, the face changes, and he can't say this on him anymore. Reb Yehuda ben Bava, Yehuda ben Bava says, Loi kol odom, not every person is equal. The shirim are different. Some people change faster after Misa, some change later. For loi kol hamakoyim, not all the places are equal. Some places are harder, some places are, and they change faster. Not all the times, also the seasons are equal. Some in the summer and the winter, the difference among them, and therefore you can't just say 3 days, but each place is totally in its own place. Wherever the Maya says, Loch is like Yudu ben Baba, rather he says totally in the first 3 days. Mishnah Dalit. What's going to be Nofalamayim? A person saw that this person was drowning in the water, but he didn't see that he died, he just saw him drowned. Is Bain Shiyeshlem Saif, whether you could see where he's drowned, that there's an end, you could see the shore. Or Bain Shemlem Saif, whether it's in the middle of the Yam, like that you can't see the shore, you can't see anything. So the Loch resist Asura. His wife cannot remarry. Just on the fact that somebody says he saw the husband drowned, that's not enough. You have to be afraid maybe he came up someplace else. That's not called the Aizas on Nisa. Umra Meir, Meir says, Maisa, once up in the case, the echad shenafel abor ha-godol, that he fell into a big pit, and people thought that he drowned there. The ola liyachas shloshiyom, and 3 days later he came up, and see, it's possible that he could be saved from the water. Umra Rabbi Yossi says, Maisa b'sum, what's up with a blind person? Sheyorad lithbo b'mari, went down to a mikvah in a cave. He went down into the water, which is called Mayim Sheishlem Saif. And what happened was, V'yorad Moshe Yachro, the person that leads the blind person, went down there after him to try and pick him up, like he was drowning there in the water. V'saw Kidei Shetetze Nafshoi, and the Mayim said they waited there as a man, that if he's under the water, he for sure died. V'yaseel Nishoseim, the Chomwa Mata, that the wife of the blind person could remarry. So the Chomumata, both the wife of the blind person and the Moshchai, the one that led him, they're to remarry. So for Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi holds that if somebody says that they saw him drowned in the water, even though it's Mayim Sheish Lem Saif, the Mayim Sitz Muta, that's called Eidus, that is Mace, and the wife is allowed to remarry. With Shuv Mace, another case once happened, Ba'asio, that the Echod Shel Shalu Layam, the person that they on a string, they lowered him down into the ocean. And when they brought him up, he didn't come up. Don't come up with the hands. Ela ragla, only his foot came up, not the rest of his body. So truth, it means the rest of the body drowned in the ocean. Is onachom lechom the set? It depends. Men hakuva lamalo tinose. If what came up was from above the knee, so then the pshat is the person's a trefa, and therefore for sure is going to die. And therefore, she's allowed to remarry. Some say you have to wait a Yud Beis Chodesh. Min Akubu Lamata, what came up was from the knee below, so then it could be the rest of the body is still a Sholem, he's not a Trefa, and maybe he'll be saved. And therefore, Lo Tinose, the wife is not allowed to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Afilu Shoma Min HaNoshem Emres. Even if a person just hears the way ladies are talking between themselves, and they say that Meish Ish Ploini, that so-and-so was mace. So even though they were mechav and the shemay, that's enough. The person that hears this, he has a right to come back and say this to his wife, to say that I heard that your husband was mace. And the Chum will make with this a discourse, Mishur Megunai, Sakilu Rabban, and also the Chazaka, then Isha will not remarry unless she's Chaker to make sure her husband really died. Rav Yudam Yudis says, Afilu Shama Menatinoikis, even if a person just hears kids, Oimrim that are saying, Hare Ono Hoilchem, we went lispoid by to a hespid, Velikbar to bury, as Ishploini, they say about that person, that's also enough to say over Edis to his wife that he's mace. Bein Shum Mischavim, Bein Shenim Mischavim, where the kids are saying Kavon L'Shem Edis, but it's just on saying it over, not the Torah say this, the person hears it, he has a right to believe them and tell his wife, and she can remarry. We have Yehuda ben Babo Eimer, it depends. The Israel, if it's a Jew saying the Sova Hashem Mischav, and he has to ask Kavono to say it to Hashem Edis, not just I'm saying over story. And Shankin of a Goy, we don't believe the Torah say this, and therefore Mhoi Mischav, and Eina do say this. If he's saying the Torah say this, we can't trust him. But if he's only saying, just I'm saying over story, this is what happened, Nechnami, then we have a right to believe him. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Me'idin l'or ha'ner or l'or ha'lavona. The lav d'afka, you have to see the mace b'yoyim. Even you see it at nighttime in front of a light, or even just the light of the moon, it's also enough that you can say this, that you saw that he was mace. Or ma'asiyin api baskil. Even if you don't see the mace, you just hear somebody says that Pliny died, and so you heard him say that, that's enough that you could say this now back to his wife to say that her husband is mace. Maisa once happened the case, B'yechad Shama Roshar was standing on top of the mountain, the Yomra, and the person announced like this, Ish Pliny ben Pliny, so and so, Mimokim Pliny from this place, mace, he's mace. Now Holcho, the person that heard this went to that place to see if the guy really died or not, well, Emotza Shamad, we didn't find anybody there. Still, if he heard it from a person, Vesivas Ishta, he'd let her go back and tell his wife, I heard that your husband was mace, and Bezdin was Mata to remarry. Vishuv, another case, Vishuv Maisa B'tzalmain, in this place, B'yecha, the one person, Shamar, that the person himself said, Ani Ish Pliny, I am so and so, Ben Ish Pliny, the son of my father, Ne Shachani Nochash, a snake bit me, like I'm about to die, saying upon himself that he's dying. But Rayani Mace is dying because of this. Volkhoi, after somebody heard that, he went, Leikiru, he couldn't recognize the face was really the person or not. Vesivus Ishtai, still they said, since you heard from him, and he said that was his name, and that he's Mace, so you have a right to be Simon if that's the one, and his wife has a right to remarry. Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Kishiyaradati Lin Hadoi, Labarashona, they once went down to the city Nadoi to Charlotte make an extra month on the year. This was Shas HaShemad when the Romans made Xerah, they can't be Ma'abar Shomon Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of do it now in Chutz Loretz. So the Kiva says, Motzosi Nechemye Ish Beis Deli. I found Nechemye from this place. Omali, and he said to me, that Shemati heard over Shein Masin Es Ish Eretz Yisrael Al P.A. Dechad. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't paskin that an Isha is allowed to remarry if she asks from an Eidecha that her husband died. Ela Reb Yehuda ben Baba v'numisai loy. So only Reb Yehuda ben Baba, he's the one that said that you could trust an Eidecha that an Isha could remarry. V'numisai loy means, and he answered back, that Rabbi Kiva answered back, Nechemya Ish basically, and said, Kain Hadvorm, it's like a true what you're saying. But the Chum argue on Yehuda ben Baba, and they hold, you can't be Masi an Isha, is Omar Ali, so Nechemya said to me, to Rabbi Kiva, that Emolehem said over the Chum and Mishmi in my name, that Atem Yoidim Shamedina Mishubeshes Bigayosois, that you know it's a very dangerous time now, the roads are full of enemies of the army, and I can't go to Tisro to tell them. But Mokoblani Mirabagamlil Azokin, I is Makavim from Galil Azokin, that the Locher is, that Shemasiya Nesisha P.A. Dechod, yes, that you're allowed to trust in Eidechod, and Isha is allowed to remarry if an Eidechod tells her husband died. Okay, Shabosi, we heard Tseisi Advon Mothim from Gamliel, and when I came back and I said over these words from Gamliel in Yavne, Somach Lidvarai is very happy with what I said, the Yomer, and he said, that Motsoni Chavler Yehuda ben Baba, that I found the Chavar, somebody agrees also to Yehuda ben Baba. that what? That's the halacha that we're mesim afi edechot. Metoichad dvorim from these words, in the middle of these words, Niskrim Gamliel. Ram Gamliel reminded himself. Shenegu arugim betel arza. A lot of people were killed in this place, tel arza. The Asir of Gamliel azok and Nishosayim afi edechot. Gamliel himself was mata the wives to remarry as long as there was an edechot saying they thought the husband was dead. From then on, that was the chazaka, it was muchzik, that we believe in Eidechot, Anisha can remarry Api in Eidechot. If one aid hears it from another aid, also Anisha could remarry. Even though he only heard from an Evid, she only heard it from Anisha. Still, that's the halacha that Rabbanan would make all, that the Isha is allowed to remarry. Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua Imrim. A Masianis Isha Piedechod, they all know Anisha can't remarry, shown here from an Eidechod, that her husband was nice. We have a Kiva, and Kiva says, Loya Piisha. You can't trust if you only heard it from an Isha that the man was nice. Loya Piev, not from an Evev, Loya Pishiv, not from a Shivcha, Loya Pikrev, not from Krevim either. We can't trust. We're afraid maybe they're lying, from them we can't trust them. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. So Amru Loi, the Chum sent back to Rabbi Kiva that Maisa once happened in the case of Bnei Levi, son of a Levi, Shaochol Tzoyir Hatmarm, he went to the city Tzoyir, which were a lot of dates there, V'chola Echem, and one of them got sick, but they were on the road, V'yeviyu Bapundik, and they brought him into a motel there, Ovechazarosom, and when they returned from Tzoyir, Amru Lepundis, they asked the hotel, the inn, Ayich Avrenu, where's our friend? Omru lehem. So she said to them, "Mace, he already died, ukvartiv, and I buried him." The Asiya Sishtai and the Chama Wamata, they believed this Isha, and because of her, they told over to the wife, and they the one who gave her heta to remarry. Even though she was a guy here with Mesich of Neitumai, Mesich of Neitumai, I'm saying over what happened, you have a right to believe them. Omru loy. So they said back to him, Omru Loi, the Chum Sabbatri of Akiva, Veloite Kahanis Kapuntkias. The Chur Kahanis should not be worse than this innkeeper over here. Just like you're trusting her, you should trust the Kahanis also. Omru Lehem, so Rabbi Kiva said back to them, Omru Lehem, Likishite Puntkias Nemenis. When there be a Puntkias Nemenis, he meant to say he holds. You can't even trust the Pundikis, or the innkeeper, you can't trust either. No, the case over there was that HaPundikis HaTzi'elem Makle V'Temilu, the reason why there they trusted the innkeeper was because she brought out Simonim. She brought out the person's Makel, his staff, and his Tamila V'Sefer Torah Shabiyodai. That's why they were Seimach. But otherwise, in Echlami, they wouldn't be Seimach on her either. So Pshat is Etaka didn't believe it, but there was Eidus, was to get the son Masich Neitumai. That's why they believe them. All right, Slikolo Mesechta Yivamos.